Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not a particularly great day for Russia. They had a murder over there of a daughter of a close associate, a philosopher of Vladimir Putin. And now they are using that crime to try to not only blame Ukraine. Ukraine says, and there's every reason to believe they had nothing to do with it, but they're using that crime to highlight the notion that Russia has always been a victim nation, always persecuted, always attacked by the evil West. And they are blaming one particular force in the evil West, homosexuality. We will get into that on the Michael Medved Show. There is also a new poll showing that half of Americans think that marijuana is beneficial for the country. Yeah, that's right, beneficial. And much more than half of Americans, close to 70%, think it should be legalized. Is this an issue that's going to help the Democrats? I don't think it's helping the Democrats with Latinos. And we have overwhelming evidence, which piles up more and more and more every day, about Republicans making inroads with Hispanic voters. Why is that? What does it mean? Can it last? And how would most Latinos feel about the idea of the Democratic push and favoritism for legalized weed? We'll talk about all of those subjects with Ruben Navarrete, who joins us later in the show. And then other deep polls showing that Americans are extremely angry about where the nation is going and very worried about where the nation is going. And why exactly? And NBC is trying to suggest that one of the reasons for that is because they're worried that Trump is coming back into power. Is he? Well, somebody who is leaving power, somebody who worked for Trump, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has announced his resignation. It is effective this December. And people are pointing out that that means that he will be gone. He will have left federal office right before the Republicans come in if they win control of the House. And there are a number of leading Republicans, including Jim Jordan, who's going to be one of the heads of the Judiciary Committee, apparently, that people are saying they want a full investigation of Dr. Fauci. If you think that's a tremendous and wise use of American time and energy after he leaves office, after what is it he's been in since for 50 years, more than, if you believe that's a good use of energy, then, well, you should be very relieved that he is leaving. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First of all, this new polling showing that Americans are angry, disappointed, and increasingly desperate about the future of our country. This is the way that NBC's Chuck Todd saw the issue. Listen.
We are less than 3 months before the midterms, and our brand new NBC News poll paints a pretty bleak picture. Americans are angry, they're disappointed, and they are worried about the future of this country. Just 21% of adults say we are heading in the right direction. And once again, 3 out of 4 Americans say we are on the wrong track. In fact, this number, never before in our poll, has this wrong track number been over 70% for this long. It's been nearly a year now. 58%, by the way, say America's best years are behind us. That's an all-time high in our poll.
Okay, that our best years are behind us? And so what does that mean? How do you adjust your life if you think things are only going to get worse in America? And by the way, what's extraordinary here is Donald Trump has been out of power for a year and a half. He has just recently, because of the Mar-a-Lago search, He's only recently come back to the situation where he is at the subject of intense attention every day. He's dominating center stage. But for a long time, Donald Trump, he'd come out every once in a while and do a rally. He would support some candidate, very often a candidate, candidates who are now in all kinds of trouble and jeopardizing the chances of Republicans capturing the Senate. But yet, Yamiche Alcindor on NBC still says that Trump is the reason and fear of Trump that so many Americans believe that we're on the wrong track. Listen, clip one.
They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion also and abortion rights. And then on the Republican side, I can tell you that I'm also hearing from people that, especially some that are unfortunately believing conspiracy theories and lies about the election of 2020, they're worried that the country is going in the wrong direction because they're seeing too many people say that the election was free and fair, which of course it was. You're also hearing a lot of anxiety based on my reporting about inflation and about gas prices, because you have a lot of Republicans running around the state who are around the country also that are really saying this is going to be an economic situation that we're not going to recover from, and that President Biden is leading the country off of a cliff here.
Okay. Is that the essence of the negativity? The one thing that they don't mention, and that it seems to me really does have to do with America being on the wrong track, is whether it's Republicans or Democrats, I think that Americans are disgusted with our politics, and with good reason, because it is so entirely negative. And it really is like a destruction derby with trying to find out whatever negative information you possibly can about people who are running against you. The idea that the opposition is not just wrong, and I do think that the liberal opposition to the Republican Party, the Democrats for the most part, are for the most part wrong. They're dead wrong on issue after issue after issue. I disagree with them. But the idea that these are evil people, that they want to destroy the country, people have been hearing for so long that we are headed toward another civil war, that if the other side is trying deliberately to wreck the country, if you believe that, well, no wonder you get desperate and you're concerned that we are headed on the wrong track. Who exemplifies right now the politics of constructive optimism and pragmatism, and actually the idea that, okay, we've got a problem, we can make it a little bit better. Right now there's another huge national fuss, and appropriately so, about a really horrifying tape that was released of a police beating. But what's fascinating about it is the victim, I believe, at least that's what the tape indicates, is white. And the officers are white. There is no racial component, thank goodness. But the idea that this is acceptable somehow because the defendant is white, this is one of those cases where the nature of the tape, and it doesn't show you what happened before the beating began, but it's it may even be four different officers on one guy, and they are not just trying to subdue him, they are trying to hurt him, or maybe to kill him. He has apparently survived. This is down in Arkansas, and Governor Hutchinson of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, the outgoing governor, who I admire a great deal, he has recently just done a statement about this case. If there's any breaking news about it, we will inform you. We'll also be talking about the big shift on weed, the big shift on Hispanics and the Republican Party, and a statement by President Joe Biden marking Slavery Remembrance Day. Did you know that Slavery Remembrance Day is tomorrow? Who knew? I'll explain that. It's a UN holiday, but we honor it. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, as I mentioned before, this is the International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade and its Abolition. It is celebrated, actually, August 23rd of each year, the day designated by UNESCO to memorialize the transatlantic slave trade. President Biden has issued a statement. It's brief. And it's a dignified statement. It's perfectly appropriate, and except there is one problem that I do want to mention, because obviously this is a big issue. It's a political issue, how we teach slavery, and we should, of course. President Biden says great nations don't hide from their history. They acknowledge their past, both the triumphs and the tragedies. That's true. Okay, his statement says, more than 400 years ago, 20 enslaved Africans were forcibly brought to the shores of what would become the United States. Millions were stolen and sold in the centuries that followed, part of a system of slavery that is America's original sin. Now, there's a problem here, which is that that first paragraph makes it sound that America initiated the slave trade. That millions were stolen and sold in the centuries that followed, part of a system of slavery that is America's original sin. System of slavery wasn't set up by America. And America was never a major participant in the slave trade. I know it's not politically correct to say that, but it's the truth. Portugal was initially. Spain was a very big slave trading nation. The Netherlands was a big slave trading nation. America was not. And in terms of the number of people who were captured and sold and then taken away across the Atlantic, which is what this day commemorates, America has guilt. But so does virtually every other country, certainly the countries in Europe and the countries in the Caribbean and in South America, much, much more. It's a number that Americans need to get clear to appreciate the International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade. Okay, the thing you need to get clear is 4%. Of the total number of Africans who were kidnapped and dragged and taken across the ocean and distributed often to places in the New World, 4% ever came to what later became, or after it became, the United States of America. And that international slave trade into America, its abolition was provided, was allowed in the Constitution, and then as soon as they were allowed to do it under the Constitution, which is 1808, President Jefferson, yes, who was himself a slave owner, abolished the slave trade into the United States. So President Biden, the rest of his brief statement today, he says, great nations don't hide from their history. They acknowledge their past, both the triumphs and the tragedies. Today is a day to reflect on the terrible toll of slavery and on our nation's profound ability to heal and emerge stronger. Despite the horrors they face, these men and women and their descendants have made countless contributions to the building of this nation and the continuous effort to realize the American ideal. I was honored last year to declare Juneteenth a national holiday, another moment to reflect and rededicate ourselves to becoming a more perfect union, and it's why my administration will continue the hard ongoing work to bring true equity and racial justice to our country. I'm grateful, writes the President, for the efforts of Congress, in particular Representative Al Green and Senator Elizabeth Warren, to recognize the significance of this day. Okay, he doesn't say anything about the significance of this day, does he? No! And you have to look it up. The day was established in 1998. And the reason they picked August 23rd to be the Slavery Remembrance Day is because there has only been one successful slave rebellion in all of human history. And that began on August 23rd in Haiti, in what was known as Saint-Domingue. And it's something that I write about in my book, The American Miracle, because it was really that slave rebellion that led to the Louisiana Purchase and the acquisition of a tremendous amount of territory from France, which is not by force, not by war, but by negotiation. Anyway, it's an interesting story. But the point about it is that one of the things that, if you're going to take this day and remember it to try to understand what the slave trade meant, there should be some efforts. And again, I know those efforts have begun, but only just begun, to understand why Haiti is such a mess today. In other words, Haiti was the first, it was in fact the only nation in which slaves threw off their chains. They were not helped by outside armies or outside forces. It was the slaves themselves who threw off the slavery as an institution, which Napoleon had reimposed. And that was the uprising began on August 23rd, 1791. So, Slavery Remembrance Day. Will this also be remembered as a day when the tyranny of Anthony Fauci has announced an ending? I, honest to goodness, have never understood the profound hatred for Dr. Fauci. The way the Washington Post writes about his decision, Anthony S. Fauci, the nation's preeminent infectious disease expert, who achieved unprecedented fame while enduring the withering political attacks as the face of the coronavirus pandemic response under two presidents, that would be President Trump and President Biden, plans to step down in December after more than a half century of public service, he announced today. Fauci, who is 81 years old, has led the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. He joined the parent agency, the National Institutes of Health, in 1968. Isn't that amazing? As a 27-year-old doctor who had just finished medical residency and was quickly identified as a rising star. Most recently, Fauci has served as President Biden's chief medical advisor since the start of his administration. It explains that Fauci's tenure as director of the Infectious Diseases Institute made him an advisor to seven presidents and put him on the front lines of every modern-day scourge, including AIDS, the 2001 anthrax scares, Ebola, Zika, and the coronavirus pandemic. During the nearly four decades, Fauci led the agency as it grew from a little-known institute with a $350 million annual budget to a globally recognized powerhouse with a budget exceeding $6 billion. Do I believe that he handled the pandemic flawlessly? Of course not. But do I believe that he is a dedicated public servant who deserves some thanks and appreciation? Absolutely. We will be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor and the government's top infectious disease official, says he'll step down in December. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying on Twitter that Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Congressional leaders who review classified intelligence matters are asking the Biden administration for documents seized from former President Donald Trump's property. The so-called Gang of Eight includes Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. This as a Florida judge is filing a written order to make official his decision to unseal parts of a Mar-a-Lago affidavit. The judge adding no one from former President Trump's team interfered in the decision. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Check out a long list of history shows at MedvedHistoryStore.com. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Great thing about those history shows, I mean, aside from the fact that I'm very proud of them, I've worked hard on them, there's a great variety, close to 100 different titles you can choose, and they're totally free. If you're a MedHead Plus member, and a MedHead Plus membership costs you the grand total of 22 cents a day. It's extremely inexpensive. It's a great bargain. It gives you access every day to the podcast version of the show, which is commercial-free and available whenever you want it. You just click, and there it is. And then you have access to any of the MedVed History shows at the MedVed History Store. You can see what's available there for free for your MedHead membership, MedHead Plus membership, by just going to MedVedHistoryStore.com. We are making a little bit of history with this terrible polling that shows that Americans are down in the dumps and that they do not have a great deal of optimism looking ahead to the November elections. Now, this should be an obvious problem for Democrats. So why is it that more and more prognosticators are taking a look at this thing and saying, yeah, the Republicans should win the House, but it'll be tougher to win the Senate? It's because the Senate races become personality races in a way that most House races don't. But here is NBC News' Chuck Todd reporting that when it comes to the so-called IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed and signed, and it's now the law of the land, with so much fanfare associated with it as a gigantic victory for President Biden, that act is not going to help him much and probably won't help the country much at all. This is a clip three.
People are skeptical that this thing is actually going to help them. So a plurality thought not make a difference with 36%. But 35% thought the bill would make things worse for me. 26% thought they would make things better for me.
Okay, more people think that this great reform is going to make things worse for them than better for them. That might have to do with some of the basic laws of economics, which Democrats have been trying to repeal or ignore for a very long time. This is just a little flashback, a free economic lesson from a Nobel Prize-winning economist and one of the all-time greats, the one and only Milton Friedman, on the cause of inflation. Listen, this is 3.5.
Inflation is made in Washington because only Washington can create money. And any other attribution to other groups of inflation is wrong. Consumers don't produce it. Producers don't produce it. The trade unions don't produce it. Foreign sheiks don't produce it. Oil imports don't produce it. What produces it is too much government spending and too much government creation of money and nothing else.
In other words, the more money you have sloshing around in the economy, it means the less each one of those units of money is worth, the more it takes to spend to get your gallon of gas. And I know that the gas has been going down slightly, but very welcome in recent times. And yes, all of that goes to some of the frustration and negativity that people show. The NBC reporting that 68% of Americans now believe the country is in a recession now. Full of 50% of those polled said things will get worse economically before they get better. How many think it will get better before it gets worse? 26%. I mean, the markets, after what was looking like a rally and was very promising as recently as last week, it's down today 632 points in the Dow right now. That's bad. And Biden's overall approval ratings are still deeply underwater. This, according to the NBC report, 42% approve of the president, 55% disapprove. Although his ratings on the economy, 40% approve, 56% disapprove, have gotten somewhat less terrible. The one, quote, encouraging development in the poll for Democrats was that now a new top threat to voters, a new top issue, is emerged, which is threats to democracy. But see, it's unclear to me if you say threats to democracy are a problem for the country, does that mean you're worried about election deniers and people who wanted to overturn the election and who participated in and encouraged the January 6th riots? Or does it mean that you're worried about the FBI raiding the former president's home? The other issues, top issues, cost of living, jobs, the economy, and immigration. The issue of homelessness, still an issue virtually everywhere in the country. And in Baltimore, CBS News reports on some of the homelessness disasters in that city. This is clip 17.
Baltimore city leaders have cleared a homeless encampment that popped up in front of City Hall. This after reaching an agreement with advocates to provide housing and relief to the homeless population.
This homeless encampment sprang up outside of Baltimore City Hall on Wednesday morning.
When you're seeing these individuals, you know, under bridges, in tents, outside constantly, you want to be a part of the solution.
Minister Christina Flower says the Defiant group taking up residence in these red tents say they want a path to permanent housing and programs to combat homelessness. Demands, she says, the mayor can deliver.
This team is out here to negotiate with the homeless individuals, with the advocates, to make this a smooth transition and to make sure that they're being heard today and getting connected with services.
The controversial tent city organized by the Black Community Development Coalition, reaching an agreement with the mayor's office to clear the site ahead of the weekend. City leaders say while some may see this as an inadequate response, the city has released a five-phase plan and announced $90 million will be directed at tackling the homeless crisis.
That's right, and the good news with that is there is progress, so conversations are happening.
Okay, $90 million to tackle the homeless crisis. And by the way, if you look at the video of this, they're only about a dozen tents. This is nothing like the kinds of homeless encampments that we have all over Seattle, but at least credit to the Baltimore mayor that we're dealing with this immediately. It's been up for less than a week. And rather than having a acceptance and then praise and then all kinds of dilly-dallying and ups and downs and ins and outs, they were fairly determined to do something about the encampment across from City Hall. Now, will that mean that the crisis is solved? Again, if you all of a sudden find that living in a tent in front of City Hall for a couple of days is going to lead to all kinds of benefits and programs and other arrangements being made for you, maybe they're going to buy one of the hotels that isn't doing well in Baltimore. There are plenty of those. The idea that this issue remains so intractable, it's really very too bad for the country at large. They just finished another very determined recount. It was supposed to be on an election, and they may have to do recounts or at least more counting on the Alaska election involving Sarah Palin's congressional bid. We'll bring you the latest on that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee for Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've spoken about this before, and there's coverage mostly in the Kansas City Star. But concerning that vote in Kansas that was so depressing to so many pro-lifers, and really part of what reflected was reflected in that vote was a very badly drawn initiative. They had an initiative on the ballot that would have given the state legislature in Topeka and Kansas the right to regulate abortion. And the wording was confusing. It was unclear what it meant. If you voted yes, it meant, yes, we want the legislature to go ahead and reduce access to abortion, to regulate it, to cut down the availability of the procedure. And what happened is people voted no, but not everybody voting no, I think, knew what they were voting. However, it's still the law, and it was overwhelming. It was a 59% to 41%. So it was gigantically lopsided. But here's the story from the paper today. The Kansas reaffirmed its landslide vote to uphold abortion rights after election officials yesterday finished a recount that never had any chance of changing the outcome, but was sought by an election denier, an anti-abortion activist advancing baseless allegations of fraud. The exercise instead delivered a second victory for opponents of an amendment that would have stripped abortion rights from the state constitution. They're misstating it. It would have given the legislature the ability to change the state constitution in that regard. In any event, the hand recount in 9 counties, including Johnson and Sedgwick's, the state's two largest counties, and that's in the Kansas City area, they cost roughly $120,000 and burned countless hours as election officials scrambled to conclude the arduous process before Saturday deadline. Kansas voters rejected the amendment called Value Them Both by supporters 59% to 41%, with a margin of 165,000 votes. The partial recount ultimately changed the outcome. Well, it changed a lot of votes. It changed the outcome by fewer than 60 votes. Let that sink in. an infinitesimal fraction of the overall vote that included ballots for more than 922,000 Kansans. Sedgwick County verified its results around 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. The Kansas recount was requested last Friday by Melissa Levitt, a Colby, Kansas resident, who was testified in the Kansas legislature about 2020 election conspiracy theories. Baseless views about election fraud took hold nationally, including among some in Kansas after President Donald Trump and his supporters falsely claimed the election was stolen. Then they go on to say that Levitt originally requested a statewide recount, which the Kansas Secretary of State, Scott Schwab, estimated would have cost about $230,000. So Levitt and a guy named Mark Geetson, a longtime anti-abortion activist from Wichita, put forward just under $120,000, with which Geetson used his credit card for the Kansas Republican Assembly, and mostly from his own retirement account to pay for. The amount was enough to order recounts of nine counties: Johnson, Sedgwick, Shawnee, Douglas, Crawford, blah, blah, blah. It resulted in eight additional yes votes for the initiative and 49 fewer no votes. So a grand total of 57 votes out of 922,000 votes that were cast. The reason I'm mentioning it is because the obsession with these claims, and it's on the left, and it's on the right, and it's on the center, but the claims about election fraud and election recounts and going into it and endless recounts. We had in our own state of Washington, we had a gubernatorial race in 2020 where the margin was about 500,000 votes. That's a big, big margin. And claims of vote fraud and demands of recount. And what all of this does is it tarnishes our democracy and basic questions about how it works. Levitt's decision to request the recount and Geetson's decision to fund it with his credit card and personal savings boggled political observers. For comparison, former President Ronald Reagan's blowout victory over Democrat Walter Mondale in 1984 featured a similar margin of victory in the national popular vote. Yeah, 59% to 41%. And it said, you're discrediting one of the central tenets of our democracy, which is fair and free elections. And I just think that's a bad precedent to set. Whatever your cause is, State Senator Tom Hawke, a Democrat from Manhattan, Kansas, said of the recount. And Levitt has largely declined to speak with reporters, but has posted videos to TikTok throughout the recount process. Levitt's posts focus on vague claims of voter integrity concerns. She narrowed in on a technical error in a Cherokee County Commission race as evidence of statewide issues. The delays in Sedgwick County and the error in Cherokee County are likely to fuel conspiracy theories for the foreseeable future. Tom Geetson, who funded the recount, told the Star after the recount was completed that he wouldn't pay for the recount because of the delay. Geetson said he would file a lawsuit today calling for a full statewide hand recount. The next step is to check the registration of the people who say they voted, Geetson said. I don't care whether they voted yes or no. It doesn't make any difference to me. I want to know if a human being voted. So we'll be visiting homes to see if anyone lives there. Maybe 10 out of every precinct. Can you imagine going door to door to ask people? It says, well, it says that you were counted as voting. Did you actually vote? This kind of decision, in terms of investing of time, it seems to me, is extraordinarily dubious. And meanwhile, something that isn't dubious, but that has a very real political impact, is this news about a murder in Russia. It was covered this way by CNN. Darya Dugina, who is a daughter of a nationalist philosopher and top Putin advisor, Alexander Dugin, was killed in a car bombing. And the experts say it probably was intended for her father, because she is a very much a nationalist and a big supporter of the war against Ukraine. But, of course, Russia is blaming Ukraine for the attack with no real evidence. Listen, this is clip 13.
Well, Russian authorities are now launching a murder investigation after the daughter of the nationalist philosopher Alexander Dugin was killed in an apparent car bombing on the outskirts of Moscow. Russia's investigative committee believes that someone planted explosives and ordered the attack. 29-year-old Darya Dugina has died at the scene. She was a Russian TV commentator, an outspoken supporter of Russia's actions in Ukraine, and her father, Alexander Dugin, owned the car and might have been the intended target. He's an influential writer in Russia. He advocates for an aggressive, imperialist Russia, and many believe that his ideas hold sway inside the Kremlin. Some Russian officials are already blaming Ukraine for the deadly bombing, but a top advisor to President Zelensky says that Ukraine had nothing to do with it.
And it's even more than that. And part of what has happened here is a number of people have suggested that Alexander Dugin, the father who was supposedly the target of this bombing, and it blew up and blew out windows. It was a very powerful bomb in one of Moscow's most exclusive neighborhoods where very wealthy and established people in the oligarchy live. And one of the things that is notable here is Alexander Dugin had been critical of Putin for going too easy on Ukraine, for not pursuing the war ruthlessly enough. So there's some question here, was that why? And was that why he was killed? And did the regime, which has been quiet about this generally, have anything to any reason, have any role in this at all? We will get to that and the general dangers of Russian paranoia and persecution complex. And what about Hispanics moving GOP? That coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Great Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.